Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
There are lots of little mistakes that you can make in business that may affect your bottom line, may affect employee morale, may affect some of the peripheral issues of your business. Things like wrong signage, bad signage, small signage, no signage, not having visibility or positioning in the community, the marketplace, or online. Bad location, wrong hires. You can always fix these things. One bad loan does not a business destroy. You can have a wrong product. You can have a wrong approach on product. You can have too much inventory. You can have not enough inventory. You can underestimate the competition. We could talk about competition because competition in this country hardly exists, except maybe if you get into the trillion-dollar companies, then they're spending billions to affect the market. But for people who have a million-dollar or a multi-million-dollar business, there's hardly any competition. So we're not even going to focus on that. Let's talk about some of the bigger mistakes that you can make in business. And you may have heard about some of these, and perhaps you've ignored them. Perhaps your whole focus is on increasing top line, not so much bottom line, because you feel like the bottom line will always take care of itself. The bottom line will not take care of itself unless you make sure that you're aware of the need to have a bottom line that's in the black, not in the red. So, no vision statement. Many business owners don't have a business vision statement. And if they have one, they haven't communicated it to anybody. Maybe they keep it in a half of a 3x5 card in their wallet that they walk around with, and nobody knows about it but them. You need to communicate your vision all day, every day, to your employees, to your customers, to your partners. And when I say partners, many of your employees behave like partners, and they should behave like partners and think like partners. They should behave as if they own part of the business. One day they might, and I hope that they do. Failing to fire the wrong employee for ethical breaches. Employees make mistakes all the time. We are imperfect people. I make mistakes 50 times a day. You're not going to fire somebody because they make mistakes. You're going to fire somebody because they make ethical breaches. Thank you, John. How about exaggerating the impact of honest mistakes? That could be a mistake on your part and a failing on your part. Excessive debt, a toxic debt, failing to watch the bottom line. Failing to provide rewards and benefits for key people, absolutely. For rank and file people, absolutely. But as importantly, failing to provide rewards and benefits for the owner. This business is not a social welfare program for employees only. Your business exists for a purpose, to deliver a product or service of value to the marketplace and to create a profit for yourself and a lifestyle for yourself and hopefully a long-term retirement vision. And I use the word retirement loosely. We'll get into that in a minute. Speaking of time off, failing to take time off. A coach told me years and years ago, and I've tried to live up to it, I often fail, but taking a great vacation every quarter in the boiler room that is called life, that is called the world, that is called the United States economy, we all work hard to take care of our families. And we need to take time off to relax and do nothing. I'm planning on taking a trip to a conference next week. It'll just be a 1 or 2 day conference. And I'm going to just force myself not to bring my iPad for a couple of days. So how about a couple that I believe are going to be the more important ones that I just mentioned? Now, by the way, you're not going to be able to attack all of these at once. I'll be surprised if you hit any of them in the next 7 days. You might want to write 1 or 2 down and say, you know what? Next time I have a business meeting with myself or a team building business meeting, we're going to start to attack these one by one. And we're going to approach a position where we raise up the game for everyone. So here's one. Not knowing how to be retirement ready. Do you know what retirement looks like for yourself? Not for somebody else, not a particular age where you feel you should bow out and let the younger generation take over. The time for you, does that just mean passive income? Absolutely. Does that mean changing the day-to-day duties that you do and the tasks that you do and maybe devoting more time to your family, devoting more time to community causes, maybe blending that in with the work that you already love? So not knowing how to be retirement ready or what that even looks like. Failing to reward, pay, and benefit good people that you want to keep with you. Failing to have an exit or a sales strategy or a succession strategy, all of the above. Failing to have that penciled out and thinking about it, spending time thinking about it. Not knowing what your business is worth. Are you thinking that you've got a number in mind? Does that number have any semblance to reality? Does your CPA agree with you? Do your employees agree with you? Does your competition agree with you? Does the market agree with you? Or have you had a formal business valuation, which I highly recommend? How about not preserving business revenue through slow seasons, through recessions, through market upheaval in your market, through sickness, through disability, through the loss of a key person, whether because they got stolen by the competition or because they died or decided to move someplace. You need to have plans and alternative strategies to address preserving business revenue in these situations. One of the most important things that you can think about is controlling the banking function in your life as it pertains to your family, your business, your posterity, your causes, your charities. Because you're going to learn and you're going to hear from me over months and years that the banking business is the most important business in the world. And whether or not your business makes a profit this year, I can guarantee you that there is some bank that is making a profit from your business. If they're not making a profit directly, then lost opportunity cost is having a field day with your business because you've decided to pay cash for everything, not controlling the banking function. Here's a big one in my mind. It may be in the minds of others. It may be something that you've fought against. Failing to include your spouse in major business decisions. Now, in my world, my wife is my business partner, and she's a silent partner, but she has walked with me in this career for the last 36 years. I don't make a business decision without discussing it with her, without us praying about it. And at the end of the day, she trusts that a decision that I make will be the right decision. And if it's the wrong decision, we'll know soon enough and we'll be able to make corrections. But I include her in every major business decision and many, many minor business decisions. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Getting into a particular business for the money and not because you love the work, not because you love what you do and love working with the people. You know, that's the reason why many people can't wait to retire, because they hate their jobs. They may have even started the business that they've run for the past 20, 30 years. And they, when they sit down and think about it, they hate the business. They hate the business world. They hate all the negatives related to it. You know what? Change now. If you hate the business you're in, you're only doing it for the money. Take your life back. Decide to go do something else. Apply your skills to something else that you will love, and the money will eventually follow along. Now, by far, I've saved one of the best and biggest for last, and that is one of the biggest mistakes that Americans make is failing to adequately capitalize. And that takes many forms. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that business owners make, and they try to substitute it for capitalizing, is managing debt, having a good lending partner, having a bank that you have a great personal relationship with, a banker that cares about you, a personal banker, someone who will come to your office or your home and take your deposits in person and make your deposits at the bank and not make sure your checks aren't being held for deposit. Having a great personal banker is a great thing to have. And we had one for a long time, probably 25 years, one personal banker. But that's delegating the banking function. And so what we teach our clients is owning and controlling and taking back the banking function so that you can bring some of those profits, if not the majority, the lion's share of those profits back into your family banking system, back into the system that you own and control. So if you're going to be in partnership with a bank for your entire career, that bank is going to make more profits than you will, I guarantee you. Now, if you want to learn how to take back the banking function, follow us, follow me, and we'll have that conversation, and I look forward to it.
This is thepodcastfactory.com.